Tom, were you surprised when you were taken out of the game with 6.5 minutes left?
No.
And how are you feeling physically at this point in the season?
I feel great. I feel 100%.
Oh, really?
No injury on being taken out 6:38?
No, I'm not injured.
Chill with the bad talk.
Dale Arnold.
It's worth a Google. Can we Google it?
Rich Keefe.
We live in a hell of a sports town. Oh, my. Add in a second bye week in Viola.
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
Well, first I will stop listening to Rob Nikovich.
Let's go! On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Just maybe getting that bye week. Viola, maybe getting it.
The
chalk holds.
When we played that for Ninkovich, it didn't seem like he took it as lighthearted as I was hoping he would. It's like, well, he's a friend, so that's okay. We didn't think he was serious.
We've had two, so that was rough. The roughest was me. So, James, I must have been weird rooting for the Eagles, huh? I mean, we just focus on week to week.
But you get a much better answer. You get a much better answer.
From Trey?
The Trey Flowers when you asked about how they were celebrating with the Eagles. Do we have that,
Chris? Trey, I was watching the game yesterday.
Speaking of gifts,
right, a question for me. Is a gift?
No,
is
no, I thought you were going to ask about the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, yes. Oh. Well, my first thing is, Trey, I was seeing all these tweets yesterday. The locker room, you guys erupted when Jake Elliott hit that kick yesterday. Was that weird at all, rooting for the Eagles after the Super Bowl?
I guess you could say they kind of owed us one.
Trey.
Can we isolate Alex's reaction to that again? That's cold.
Oh, boy. Well, it's true. They do owe him one. Exactly. What do you mean? I like Trey.
I like Trey too.
My man.
And I'm not going to give you too much crap about that.
Trey Flowers.
I'm not going to give you too much crap about that reaction, although I would like to hear it again if we could.
It was a genuine laugh. What do you mean? We're having a good time. Me and Trey.
I know, but there was such buildup. There was so much put into that question.
We were
wondering what effect it was going to take if you asked Trey Flowers that question. And sure enough, he gave a good answer.
Right.
And this was the bill. This was like the payoff for you. So you were giddy.
I was giddy. Finally, somebody gets my sense of humor.
There is nothing. When I say you were giddy, nothing screams giddiness like that response.
I was like, ready. Finally, someone. Well, I asked James. I thought that was a layup. And I get, we're just going to take this week to week. Like, okay. we'll move along.
Fine.
Good. Let's grab Peter in Jamaica Plain here. Hey, Peter.
Hey guys, how you doing? If I was Greg Dickerson, I wouldn't have walked out. I would have run out.
And Mark James, you're saying?
Mark James, yes. I hope he's listening because he is a moron. And I just wrote a few things down. If I can get through them,
oh please, yes.
And I hope he's listening. Okay.
Probably not. Go ahead.
This is from my family and friends who have suffered from this. Okay. Chemical imbalance, schizophrenia, manic depression, which is now called bipolar disorder, chronic depression, severe anxiety disorder, self-medication, suicide academic, Chris Curtis Dickerson, and a little good news, they are finding every day more medications to help these people. But for him, and I think I heard something from Felger, which makes me want to puke.
Well, Felger has said in the past that addicts are soft. That's his take on the matter.
Well, I mean, these are real things. It's happened to me and my family. You can put autism in there. I mean, a lot of these things are not choices. They're chemical imbalances. And if you have anxiety bad enough and you can't get out of it, you could easily kill yourself, because that's happened to my family too. So I hope he's listening. He's an idiot. And I wish I could kick him off the radio, but I can't. But I'm Team Dickerson all the way.
Yeah, well, I'll try Wednesday. Maybe I'll get Mark with a C to walk
I'm looking
out
forward
on Wednesday
to that show.
Morning.
Yes. I think if I was going to power rank the shows that I'm looking forward to, that's be up there. Not the show.
We've done it before. We were together. I was there for the infamous Gobble Gobble show with Mark James. The
yes.
turkeys
oh,
of
no,
the year.
I know. But I mean,
Kevin Cullen is his turkey of the year.
Oh, I remember that.
He is.
Yeah, coincidence?
Know, this
I
guy
don't
was
think so.
You know lying in the Boston Globe.
I heard that. So Wednesday, you're talking about Wednesday, 6 to 10 in the morning, Reamer and James. That's followed by Dickerson and Volan, splitting them up.
Good football show.
Yep. And as we said, then you have the big BC football
Ben Volan,
versus
by
Boise
the way, real quick, campaigning heavily for more airtime here.
Oh, really?
Yes, according to Mr. Chris Curtis.
Oh, really?
Yes, I think you hear Volin this afternoon, right?
Okay.
On the Diossi and Field DH.
How does that work?
Is he Andy Hart's, mean, Andy Hart's been on a lot, and Volin wants to know, hey, I'm in the WEEI family.
Is that text to Curtis? Is that calls to Curtis?
I think it's text, yeah. Overtures. Overtures have been extended.
Tomosky and I are like, yes, we gladly hand those over. But, you know, it's okay. It's good. We want
people.
Ben.
Volin's my favorite Patriots beat guy.
Really?
Yeah, I love him. I think he has a great job.
My favorite is Ryan Hannibal.
Well, I mean, besides Ryan Hannibal,
turncoat. So, like I said, the highlight, if I have to power rank if I have to say what the highlight of the week, because as I said, I have the schedule right in my hands, much
yes.
like you have your notes for the Patriots
game.
I have my notes.
Want me to go over the Brady bailouts again? We have, what do we have? Oh, they're on my other page. Hold on. We have, fourth quarter, 3rd and 7, 12:07 remaining. Brady faces pressure, bails out on pass to Gronk, throws the ball away.
Have your notes come in handy? Like what?
For the first hour, yeah.
For the interviews? Because you did notes for the interviews as well.
Decorate those great Eagles questions,
okay.
Right, from the
you
notes.
Couldn't remember those.
No.
All right. Like I said, from 8 to 12 on Wednesday, the Cheez-It Bowl, Cal versus TCU. That's going to be a much listen. Hart and Tomasi leading into that.
I like that show.
But number one.
Give us the oddest combination of the week.
The oddest?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is odd. This is the one I was going to cite. This is the one I'm looking forward to the most, which is Friday morning. Friday morning, Alex Reamer,
yes.
and Kerosene Ken Laird.
Yes, it will be the farewell show before we bid adieu to WEEI and move on to radio.com. So there you go. It'll be the farewell program.
Depends who you ask. Yes, Ken Laird and Alex Reamer, Friday morning. But other than that, you talk about weirdest combination. There's not a lot of weird combination. Yeah. It should be, I think it's noteworthy to find out who's going to host today after
Diossi.
Our show.
Diossi's
going to host.
I think if it's just Diossi and Volin, which is what a little birdie just
Field
told
Yates.
Me.
Oh,
a little birdie just told me.
Oh, he's out?
Diossi and Volin.
Oh, really?
If it's Diossi and Volin, Diossi
oh, yeah.
takes the
Okay,
takes
but
the
I thought
there.
If Field Yates was in the mix and he's
either
not.
Either way, I said Diossi hosts
okay.
either way.
Diossi.
He's an EI veteran.
Yeah, sure. No, I have no problem with it. I'm just curious. Like,
and Diossi's been good on this court and stuff as well.
It's the magic of Christmas, trying to figure out who's working. Absolutely.
Any more Bradfoe shifts coming up this week, or are you?
I have Thursday.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
There it is.
I mean, everyone does that.
I know.
That's the weird thing. Like, everyone
but
says,
now
yeah,
I notice
I know.
It more than
I know,
ever.
And now I notice it every time I say it. But I have current... This shift, otherwise known as Dale and Keefe shift.
Dale and Keefe shift.
Which is ironic because Dale would never have me on, ever. When they were trying people
on?
When they were trying people out, did you get any run in that?
We had a little issue that happened a few weeks before.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
so you weren't really in the mix. Okay.
On the radio.
But I was never asked. I was actually, evidently, I was the first one eliminated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Right away?
Right away. Like the minute Holly walked out the door.
No, I don't care who we have.
I don't care what
no
we
Bradford.
Do. This is fine. So I'm back on this fine show with Tom Curran on Thursday.
Excellent.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Those will be good.
This
That'll
is the first midday show I have done since the day after the Brady comments. I was on with Glenn and Volin.
Yeah, so I don't know how
this show's going a little better than that one.
No, that show is... But you didn't talk about it in that show.
Right. Hindsight would have been a good move to get out in front of it, but what are you going to do?
But you didn't, that's a whole nother matter, but you didn't talk about that. So that thing happened on a Thursday night,
right.
Friday you worked
right.
with Ordway.
And Volin.
And Volin.
And Volin.
Okay.
That's right.
This is the first midday show you've done since then?
Since then, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Glenn was doing middays back then.
Remember? Yes. Now we moved into afternoons, and then we have a new lineup on WBI.
My guess is that this show's going by faster than that show.
Yes, it's been flying by. Well,
yeah.
There was a point when it was like 12:30, and I just saw my
called
tweets
it out,
coming. What?
What? 12:30 what?
Well, when I was on with Glenn and Volin, that show after the comments, I saw my tweets just filling up, and we're talking to like Mike Lombardi at one point at 12:30, and I go, wow, like I am just comatose. I'm Bruce Arians for the rest of the show here today.
So when the show ends, what do you do?
Called Kirk, and he said, welcome to my world.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And then we know what happened
then
the
we
rest
know
what of
happened.
The way.
But I mentioned, I want to do one more quick thing on Gordon here. I saw Sage Steele tweet as well over the weekend. Totally agree with Stephen A. Smith. And yes, we both have firsthand, heartbreaking knowledge of the devastation of addiction, but accountability is crucial, hoping Gordon can recover. I've heard a lot of this. Gordon, he's paid a price. I mean, he's been suspended 5 times from the league. His career may very well be over. This past offseason, he signed a deal with the Browns for $800,000. Josh Gordon led the league in receiving in 2013. If he didn't have these demons, he would be making tens of millions of dollars.
I don't know
guaranteed.
Where's Sage Steele coming from? She's saying she agrees with Stephen A. Smith.
Right.
The take that I heard.
He says it's self-inflicted, all this stuff.
Right. And the take I heard from him was, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you introduced this early on in your life. You didn't have to introduce it. Once you introduce it, it becomes your fault.
Right.
Am I wrong?
Yes, that's Stephen A. Smith, the Mark James
take.
That
is so unbelievably ridiculous.
It's just ignoring all sorts of context. If you read about Gordon's upbringing, he took drugs, alcohol, 12, 13 years old, because he was trying to self-medicate with debilitating anxiety. And I said this Friday morning, I have had anxiety throughout my whole life, but I fortunately enough, grew up with a family that had resources to get me professional help for my anxiety, therapists, etc. I don't think Josh Gordon had those kinds of resources, so you self-medicate, and if you have the chemical imbalance already, it's easy for the downward spiral. It's just so simplistic and just so stupid to narrow it down to a talking point. Oh, he chose weed over football, or he chooses alcohol over football, or drugs over football. Do you think Josh Gordon wants to be in this situation if you put truth serum in him? No way. No way.
Right. And the people who are saying that, there's a semblance of them who are prioritizing the enjoyment of football, the business of football, over what the reality of life. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
That there's that, hey, you know what? You should have been on the field. You should be still playing. You have to entertain us all. You have this opportunity to make all this money to be a professional football player. And who wouldn't want to do that? And you're just pissing it all away. I mean, that's how they're thinking. They won't say that, but that's how they're thinking. It's and I use this, it's not apples to apples, but it comes back to when the Josh Gordon news comes out, we care about the human being, but there is the football. How is it going to affect the Patriots? What do you mean? He's giving up the right to play the game that we like to watch.
I'd give my left arm to catch passes from Tom
exactly.
Brady.
Exactly. Because you know what? The fact of the matter is, why people do not want to admit this, the big reality of the world that we live in, the Adrian Peterson thing being an example of this. When Adrian Peterson, remember, he was going to work out with the Patriots, and there was that big debate, and people say, oh, no, I don't want Adrian Peterson. Well, the minute that he signed with the Patriots, they were going to applaud every single touchdown. They weren't going to sit on their hands because it made them happy seeing him play. They made them happy. All people were wondering about, oh, will Josh Gordon turn? How long do you have Josh Gordon for? Not because Josh Gordon, you cared about, I really hope that this sick guy gets healthy. Yeah, if you're a decent human being, maybe you do. But the reality for most of these people surfacing that conversation was, is he going to be here long enough to bring the Patriots to the Super Bowl? Right? Am I wrong?
Exactly.
I mean, I think that people have to admit that, and that's what I hear when I hear Stephen A. Smith do that. That's what I hear when I hear Sage Steele do that.
Jamie Holyoke has a thought. Jamie.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hi.
Go ahead.
You're on the radio. What do you have?
Nothing. I just wanted to talk about how much of a D-bag Stephen A. Smith is. He has no idea what he's talking about. I myself have a disease. It's called alcoholism. I don't think anybody that doesn't suffer from this disease or depression or anything like that has the right to speak on it. The guy just came off like a total ass, and the reason he walked out is because he knew he was starting to sound stupid. That guy can kiss my ass.
Yeah.
I suffer from it myself, and Josh Gordon, I loved you while you were here, but I still love you now, and I hope that dude fights to get out of the depression and disease that he suffers from, because it's helpless. It's above money. It's above fame. It's you can't do anything about it except get help and find a higher power, and I hope Josh Gordon does. Stephen A. Smith can kiss my ass.
All right, Jamie. Thanks, man.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, yes. That's in the Christmas spirit. Well, Tomasi's point is, though, a little different. And you can say that, the statement that Josh Gordon
different conversation.
Right, that was Tomasi's argument, where it's a little disingenuous for him to come out and say, mental health, but then we find out minutes later he actually is being forced to take some time to get help because
he's
suspended indefinitely.
To me, that's bad advising.
Yeah.
That's I don't know if it was an agent, whoever's telling him to do, but I agree. And Glenn said this the other night too, last night after the game. I totally agree with that. That whoever told him to do that, bad move. Because you're saying, woe is me. Everyone feel bad for me for the 15 minutes before the reality comes.
But then
out.
I would say that mental health and drug abuse can go hand in hand, and I think do go hand in hand with Josh Gordon.
Sure. No, but that's not the point here. The point is how he positioned
it. Without referencing the suspension, being forced to take some time off and address my mental health.
He literally came out and said, I am choosing to take time off. No, you're not.
Not have a choice. We're here till 2 o'clock. Reamer Bradfo, 617-779-7937. We'll be right back.
Non-stop, wall-to-wall coverage of the Patriots. We're back with Dale and Keith on WEEI.
One of my favorite songs of 2018 right here. The lyrics are even better.
Also a personal favorite of mine as well.
It's great. It's like a party song.
Oh, it's a party song?
We're just playing the same intro.
I didn't know.
On a loop here, Rob.
Really?
Yeah.
I was asking my son about dancing.
Yeah.
I said, I dabbed, right?
Oh, boy.
Just so I could hit him in the face. I was driving. I was driving, so it was an excuse to hit him in the face. And then I said, oh, well, what do you do? You do the floss? He's like, I'm not 5 years old.
No. Or the shopping cart, like going down the aisle, getting the groceries.
There's something about pumping your fist and your leg at the same time.
It's called the hype dance.
The hype. There you go. Well, you're the hype man.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm a Fortnite expert, so both of which I can
that's the Fortnite thing.
It was the year of Fortnite as well.
It was the year of Fortnite, yes.
Was it a dab?
Do you have your hype thing?
I sure do.
All right. So whenever you... So, Christian, I forgot about... So I didn't know that. I'm learning something today. The hype dance. And everything I should realize revolves around Fortnite. The Red Sox World Series run... It was a year of Fortnite. We're going to remember it as like, we're going to think like, what was Fortnite? A year from now,
I'm still not
like,
quite
Fortnite?
Sure what Fortnite is, but nonetheless.
It's an addictive video game.
That's a new video we can do. Teach Alex how to play Fortnite.
Ooh, I like that. How many views did your video of saying, no, I did a crappy job in the trending?
Not nearly as much as the Lucy Mudd video. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's okay.
Not nearly as
it's
many.
It's okay. It's a new year. So this is what Chris Scheim said. We were trying to get people excited for the Bill Belichick press conference because, as we know, they're not very exciting.
Bill Belichick on this afternoon as well on the station.
All right. Well, maybe he can run down and do this before this because this is what he did the other day.
Are we ready? Ladies and gentlemen, prepared to have all your questions deflected left, right, and center. Keep coming at him. Keep coming at him. He'll keep deflecting. Don't you worry. Bill Belichick's on top of this. He's here to give you all the answers.
I like it.
It's off the top of his head.
Pretty good. As we discussed, I can't even ask James White and Trey Flowers a single question without reading it off of paper. So that's impressive.
I like to...
The ad-libbing is impressive.
Did you cross him off after you asked him?
Okay, Eagles, yep, check. Josh Allen. I was a game plan for Josh Allen, yep.
What questions didn't you get to?
What did I not get to? Few things left uncovered with James White that I figured are just best left unsaid.
Okay, give me a little sample.
Let's see what do we have here. James White. Last week, Josh McDaniels said he'd like to get you the ball more often. Did you receive an explanation as to why you weren't as involved in the offense in the couple weeks leading up to Sunday? Think you want to answer that?
No.
You don't think that?
No.
Like there were chances of him kind of bleeding his heart out to us?
No.
Spilling his soul. But yes, so my sports media year in review, Rob.
Yes, I look forward to this because we are going to be doing a show together before the end of the new year. So... I know you'd be doing shows with other people.
You're I know.
Flurry of shows.
You're seeing other people.
Your brand has never been hotter. So, but I do, because I'm on the show with you now, I do, as the media critic in this town who writes the media column, I want to get your take on 2018.
Well, the top storyline that we had throughout most of this year was the NFL ratings, and the ratings are down. Why are they down? And this year, of course, well, you know, the product is better. You have a lot of teams in playoff contention, healthy quarterbacks, healthy franchise players, scoring is up across the board. And what'd you know? Ratings are up last night again, Sunday Night Football, up 40% versus Week 16 in 2017. That tells you it was never the kneeling. It was never any of that stuff. It was just the product. And the product is better this year, and thus more people are watching. And in comparison to other shows on TV, the gap between the NFL and everybody else has never been bigger. The NFL has never been more dominant than it is now.
So you go back to last
my
year.
My big takeaway.
No, we go back to last year when that narrative was out there, and we were like, "What's happening in the NFL? The MLB, NBA is passing, is lapping the
lapping
NFL."
Lapping the NFL, yeah.
There was the quarterback stink, which I actually did think was a thing,
right?
But now they got better.
You had lots of injuries as well. Rodgers was out, others were out.
But now you've got like Patrick Mahomes. You have Deshaun Watson. You have Lamar Jackson. You have a lot of good.
Even watching, I mean, yesterday Josh Allen was not exciting, but even watching Josh Allen some weeks is.
Not really.
Yeah, it is.
Poor example.
Great arm, great legs.
Poor example.
Great highlights.
Yes. He's tall and he has a good arm. Great. Nick Foles. Nick Foles is a guy I want to watch. The guy who came in for him for a play, I was not too keen on watching. But yeah, so I think that the quarterbacks have something to do with it. Better games. The Monday night games, I haven't been drawn to.
Not great again, but better than last year. But I'm drawn
better
to
ratings?
Slightly, yeah, I think.
That's weird, because worse but, announcing crew.
Well, tells you there's not much of a correlation, perhaps.
No, there
announcing
isn't.
And ratings. But I watch for Joe Tess just to see how cheesy he is this week. Jason Witten, what words does he mess up? But they say they're coming back with that same booth next year. So that narrative put to bed, the lazy NFL ratings narrative. I was happy to see that argument done. Here at EEI, Rob, of course, it's been a big year and a big few months in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk leaving, he still hangs over the morning show on a daily basis.
Still hangs around here, presses his face against the window.
You know, Jerry says, and Jerry's right, Kirk hangs around here more now than he's not working here.
He used to run out of here, yes.
And he did when he was working here.
But it's, you know, it's the company-wide, it's big initiative, radio.com.
To move.
New shows here, it's a very exciting time at Entercom.
It's always an exciting time. To look forward, the question is, what is going on with Mutt? Because Mutt is in a very tough situation. Not only are replacing Kirk, but up until this point, Mutt's been the darling on social media. He's been the darling of the critics. He's the laughable, lovable third guy. We love Mutt. He's the everyman. And now the vitriol spewed at him is absolutely brutal. Brutal. And the question is, how does Mutt respond to that in 2019?
I would ask you this, that you do shows with him. How has he changed in terms of how he, and I know that he's in a different spot. This isn't the, Mutt is the sidekick
right.
who's getting
he's
crapped on.
He's now steering the ship.
He's steering the ship, but you've been, in the shows that you have done with him, has it been consistent? Has he changed even from when he first started doing this, when Kirk was out?
I think he's less relaxed.
Less relaxed.
I think he was more relaxed when he was, quote-unquote, filling in for Kirk in September and October. It was more relaxed.
Okay.
I think he's a little more tense now. Mm. And I don't think Jerry's helping, by the way. I think Jerry could be a little nicer to Mutt as well.
I think they're just going to get past this rough patch.
Well, it's a strange thing where Jerry, and Mutt said it the other day on the air, and he's right. Jerry is fighting for a show that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, with Kirk show.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes. Because Jerry's mindset is, and he said this on the podcast with Kirk last week, he thought Kirk could have signed whatever EEI and Entercom put in front of him, and it would have been fine. And they would have found a way to come back and do their show. And Jerry still, I don't think, is past that. But he has to be. He'll have to be.
Everyone's moving on, man. Like, everybody, and I think that Mutt, the thing that is going to, you talk about therapy for you, and how that helped you. I think the thing is going to help Mutt.
Well, it's debatable how much it's helped.
I think, whatever. But I think the thing that is going to get Mutt back on the happy place is gambling.
He has to have better winners than he's had in recent
weeks. Illegalized gambling, I think, is sort of like, this is the thing that Mutt can turn to and be happy with, along with his family,
he's a great,
of course.
Well, gambling one family.
But
like seven or eight,
and then
on the
just
list.
Find your groove, and it's going to be a great 2019.
Yeah, Twin River sponsorship.
My prediction. By the time we get to this point, 2019, we'll be writing about the year of Mike Manansky,
the year of the Mutt Man,
the year of the Mutt Man.
And there, I mean, if I were Mutt, I would every single day be keeping track of the people on Twitter who are doubting me. The people, Jim Browdy, he's not ready for prime time. I would have that ingrained in my memory and think about it every time I drive here.
Well, you don't think Kirk did that? I mean,
we all do that.
Well, yeah, of course. But
I do it.
You do?
Yes.
Who's on the list?
Pretty much everybody.
Okay,
after the Brady thing? Pretty much everybody. Yeah.
But you know, when Jason Wolf said he was documented
right.
that many times.
Not an everyday guy.
Yeah, so there you go.
And recently, or last few weeks, Neverett leaving as well.
Oh, changing.
This to me was the stupidest media story of the year. Came in late, but it took the title. The notion that we were going to turn Red Sox broadcasts to Kirk and Callahan or Mutton Callahan Morning Zoo. So ridiculous and disingenuous. And the fact that that gained traction and was aggregated on websites is just so asinine.
It was a lesson on,
so
on how it was a lesson on how the this thing happens. Like you talk about aggregation and getting, because it sounds, oh my goodness, the one, this is going to be the one broadcast that is doing it this way. What is going on? No, because some things just can't physically happen. And we got an idea why this happened. It was like game of phone tag and it kept going and going and going. But then even once, like Joe Zarbano had said, this isn't going to happen. Other people said this isn't going to happen. The place that initially surfaced it said this isn't going to happen. Oops, we were wrong. Still, you had people yelling, oh my goodness, I can't believe they're going to. We had the guy on, what's it, David Halberstam from Sports Broadcast Journal.
I read it every day.
You're a subscriber.
Yes, absolutely. That's where I get my motivation.
And 2 days after everyone had debunked this, he's still talking about it. My sources are saying.
Who are your sources? And,
well, who knows?
Evidently nobody here.
No, that's what I said. Well, my sources down the hall will come over here and tell you that that is not true.
I know.
But then he's like, well, what are they going to do? My sources tell me they want to talk about Robert Kraft's girlfriend.
Deflategate will be a big jokus dig. Albert and Rhode Island. Albert, what do you think about Tom Brady's arm strength?
I do think it is interesting. The interesting conversation to come out of that was the whole broadcasting thing about where it's going. We talk about how football is, how baseball is, how people's attention spans are. That was the interesting thing to come out of that, and that's what going into 2019 should be the legitimate
conversation. And you watch any game broadcast ever, even yesterday, the comatose pairing of Trent Green and Bruce Arians. They do a talk show. When Josh Allen throws a pick right to J.C. Jackson, Bruce Arians goes, that was a college throw. That is Bruce Arians giving an opinion, doing a talk show. So that's what we mean, conversing with each other, lifting your nose up from the media guide once in a while. And the fact that there was this idea, again, that we were going to turn it into the Howard Stern show was just beyond disingenuous and takes the cake for the stupidest media story.
That said, March 15th, you can hear Alex Reamer doing the play-by-play in Fort Myers.
Yes, me and Mark James. We're going to tag team it as well. Speaking of which, I am giving myself also the comeback media person.
Oh, yes. It's been quite a year for you.
Comeback media person of the year. And it feels so, so great. We'll be right back.
We are the smartest, most intelligent show in Boston. Just ask us.
I like stats. I'm a stat guy. Vorp, very important to me.
And I include almost everybody on this radio station and almost everybody on that radio station. They don't know.
Now back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
The smartest show on the station. They must have known that we were filling in today, Bradfo.
Yes. Indeed.
All right, so coming up next, we have Bill Belichick and Ben Volen and Steve DiAsi. That's a football show.
That'll be a good one. That'll be a good interview. If for no other reason, I'm anxious for the awkwardness
because Belichick
of Volen.
Likes Steve.
He likes
hates
Steve.
Volen.
He hates Volen.
So there you go.
Well, there, it seemed yesterday in that press conference, they had some good back and forth. So.
I think it's a respect. It's a respect.
Yes, I think here's my prediction. I think Belichick will be the good Belichick.
Well, they just won. Entering the Christmas holiday, Belichick wished everyone a Merry Christmas at the podium.
Oh, clearly.
As well. is that me with Trey Flowers?
Yes, basically.
All right, Rob. So, happy holidays. When I'm in here, we say happy holidays. Sincere. Chris Scheim, same to you.
Chris Scheim, going to his girlfriend's house.
Oh. Sure am.
I'm going home
That's not code.
Sit on my couch.
No, it is not.
Watch documentaries. So...
Oh, all right. We'll talk about that after the show. I got a good one for you. But the happy holidays. Merry Christmas to everyone. Have a very, very safe Christmas Eve.
Please be safe. Yes.
Please, it's just sincere.
It is.
People go to parties and stuff. You got to be safe.
Absolutely. And Volen and DiAsi taking you into Christmas Eve on EEI. See ya.
Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye.
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 Goodbye.